smooth seas never made a skilled sailor. If you can learn to weather the storm as you hit these plateaus, you're setting yourself up for success when those plateaus happen later in life. Because like I said, they happen to everybody. So every challenge is going to teach us something new. And every plateau is a chance to learn and grow even stronger.
Welcome to the V-Shred Better Body, Better Life podcast, where we help you live your best life while working on your health and fitness goals. We're here to make your journey fun and inspiring.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the V-Shred Better Body, Better Life podcast. I'm your host, Vince Sant, and today we are going to be talking about the dreaded weight loss plateau. Because we've all been there in some shape or form, right? Doing everything that you think you should be doing, doing all the right things, right? But still feeling like we are walking through mud and not moving forward. And that's what we call hitting a plateau. But here's the exciting part. Plateaus are nothing more than little speed bumps in our total fitness journey and should be treated as such, right? And so I've got some very simple and straightforward tips to help you get over that speed bump and keep moving forward strong, right? So if you've ever felt stuck in your fitness journey and you're ready for that boost, you're in the right place, okay? So let's dive in and let's get you back on the road to real results. Have you ever watched your favorite movie several times or read your favorite book over and over? Because at first, it's exciting, right? But after a while, you know every part and it becomes predictable. The twists and turns in the plot, you know them all, right? And because you know them all, you stop responding to the stimulus in the same way. You're no longer as excited or as scared or as sad. The predictability of it all just makes you feel a little numb to it, right? And it's perfectly normal. We love the comfort in rereading or rewatching something that we love, right? But when we're talking about the body's reaction to workouts, doing the same thing all the time, no changes, your body gets used to it. And it stops responding the same way that it used to respond to it. Remember the first time you went to the gym or did your first at-home workout? It was probably pretty challenging. And then over time, that same workout got easier and you were able to do more reps with ease or perform the exercise for longer without feeling winded. Just because you can do the same workout over and over without ever having to change it up doesn't mean that you should or that repeating it is going to remain beneficial for you on your fitness journey forever. And so when you hit that plateau, and I say when, not if, because everybody's going to hit a plateau eventually. You are not alone when it comes to hitting plateau. Please do not feel frustrated or confused or take it as a sign to quit. We need to think about changing things up instead. A chance to try something new and exciting. That's what a plateau should be treated as, right? Okay, so now that we've established what a plateau is and that it's not a bad thing, it's actually a good thing because it's your body telling you that it's time to change things up. It's time to move forward or progress with your plan, right? Now let's focus on some simple tips that you can start implementing today that will give your body the fresh start that it's asking for. And the first one is a pretty obvious one. Shake up your workouts, right? Because if you do the same exercises at the same reps, at the same sets with the same weight, for the same amount of time, our bodies get used to it. The muscles won't be challenged anymore. It's like they're bored and they have no reason to grow or get stronger. So what I want you to do is to try mixing up your exercises. If you normally do, lat pull downs, regular grip, try close grip lat pull downs. If you normally do flat dumbbell bench, try incline dumbbell bench. If one day, maybe hit the stationary bike for your HIIT cardio. And then for the next, try a rowing machine. You don't even need to stick to gym exercises either. You can work your muscles in a new way at home or in a class setting. Maybe try, dancing classes or Zumba classes or yoga or Pilates or Legree for you ladies out there. If you've hit a plateau, just try different things that will break you out of your normal routine and push you out of your comfort zone. And then the other beautiful thing about trying new things is that you might just find something that you absolutely love doing. And if you do find something that you absolutely love doing, it's obviously going to be easier to stick to that long term than to follow something that you absolutely hate doing, right? So try things out and it's going to help you in multiple ways, physically and mentally. Okay. Next, let's take a look at your nutrition. Okay. Because eating different foods on different days can help break the monotony, right? Because the goal here is to essentially surprise your body's metabolism, right? And this is why we advocate so strongly for carb cycling here at VShred. So for example, if you eat less carbs, like you eat less bread, less pasta on Monday or the days that you're relaxing or you're having maybe a lighter workout, and then on the days that you're exercising intensely or you're really exerting yourself, you change it up and you include more carbs in your diet and give your body a chance to energize, and you give your body a chance to use that energy to exercise, for your muscles to use that energy, right? And the beauty of this is that on those low carb days, you're actually increasing your fat intake. So you're actually still enjoying really fun foods to eat, bacon and steak and just all these fatty foods that you normally probably don't think that you get to eat. And then on your high carb days, obviously you drop your carbs or you drop your fats a little bit and you increase your carbs and you eat the pizzas and the pastas and the breads and the rice and the foods that give you that energy, right? And so altering the amount of carbs that you take in on a daily basis is a fantastic way to keep your metabolism guessing, and it keeps the engine cranked up, right? And so on those high carb days, you have all this energy. On the low carb days, you're tricking your body into burning fat. It's a beautiful little 1-2 punch that we use with probably 80% of our clients. If someone comes to us and they want help with their diet, we generally lean towards carb cycling. If they have a specific request for, they want to do keto or they're diabetic or whatever their specific request may be, we can obviously do that as well. But if they don't come to us with a request, our number one recommendation is carb cycling. And that's what I would recommend to you as well. And the third tip, and this may sound a little strange, is to focus on the harmony between your mind and your body. Because you see, our minds have a huge effect on our bodies. If we're always worried or stressed or in a hurry, our body produces the stress hormone called cortisol in response. And if you have too much of this in your system, your body finds it difficult to do a lot of things. But the main one that's really hurting you is it makes it really hard to lose weight. Cortisol promotes fat storage. So the more cortisol you have in your body, the more stress that you experience on a daily basis, the more cortisol you're going to have. And the more cortisol you have, the harder it is going to be to lose weight and burn fat. And you're actually going to promote that fat storage, like I said. So take a moment every day and just figure out a way that's going to be best for you to manage stress. For some people, it's yoga. For some people, it's breath work. For some people, it's taking their dog for a walk. For some people, it's doing something active like rock climbing, where they can just purely focus on whatever activity it is that they're doing and forget about the world, right? Maybe you try listening to music and maybe that calms you down, or finding a quiet spot out in nature and trying some meditation or something. Just put focus on de-stressing yourself every day. And generally a great time to do this is either midday so that you can prevent that stress from building, or right before you go to bed so that you can wind down and you can get really good sleep. Because obviously really good sleep is going to be one of the absolute best things that you can do for rest and recovery and just setting yourself up for success the next day. And so find a way to de-stress yourself. If you're constantly feeling anxious and you're constantly feeling stressed in a world today that's filled with stressors, this is just going to be a great way to break through that weight loss plateau. Or maybe your plateau is weighing on your mind and it's bothering you. It's perfectly acceptable to also take time off from working out. The whole hashtag no days off thing is complete BS. You have to take days off every single week, because your body has to have time to rest and recover. And so also taking an extended period of time off, no, I don't think that that's good to do all the time. But if you're struggling mentally, sometimes it's good to just recharge and take some time off. Maybe go travel and don't worry about workouts, or just hang with your loved ones and recharge mentally and set a date that you're going to get back to it. So let's say today's Wednesday, you're really struggling. You're going to take the rest of the week off and you're going to hit it hard on Monday. Just make sure that if you tell yourself you're going to hit it hard on Monday, you actually hit it hard on Monday, and you don't let that turn into another week, which turns into another week. All of a sudden you look up, you haven't been doing anything for 3 months. Okay. And also while you're doing this, focus on your nutrition still. Just because you're not working out doesn't mean that you're going to give everything up. Still focus on eating healthy, eating whole food, nutrient dense types of foods. And then keeping some sort of activity in your life is never going to do anything but help you. And so even if you're not going to the gym and you're not working out, you can still go for a walk. You can still, I don't know, be active with your kids or play with your dog or whatever it is, right? So just because you're not working out doesn't mean you can't be active. And so yes, you can think of it like a vacation, but you're still being mindful of the activities that you're doing and the food that you're putting into your body so that you can come back from that vacation feeling refreshed and refocused and ready to win, right? And so think of fitness in the same way, right? Putting a concerted effort on reducing stress levels in your life could be a game changer for your weight loss progress. And it's often the last thing people consider when they're trying to keep the scale moving in the right direction. They think that it is just related to their workouts and their nutrition. They think they're eating too much. They think that they're not working out enough. And so obviously when people think that the best way to lose weight is to move more and eat less and they're not getting the results that they want, they just go harder in that direction when in reality it could be a bunch of other little things affecting you that are causing this plateau that if you just fixed your stress, you start losing weight again. But people don't think that way. They just think that that's the only way to lose weight. There's a million ways to lose weight. And it comes down to what's going to be best for you and what you're personally struggling with. And so the path to getting in shape is not a one size fits all. And it's not always easy. It's an adventure with many different paths, right? And so you'll come across different types of training. Sometimes we walk on smooth roads and other times we got to climb these big hills and mountains and we got to get over those, right? Think of it this way. If the path was constantly smooth and easy to walk on, it wouldn't really feel like an adventure, would it? There's a quote that I absolutely love. It is smooth seas never made a skilled sailor. And so if you can learn to weather the storm as you hit these plateaus, you're setting yourself up for success when those plateaus happen later in life. Because like I said, they happen to everybody. So every challenge is going to teach us something new. And every plateau is a chance to learn and grow even stronger. And also the great news is, you're not alone on this journey. Everybody deals with this. And here at VShred, we have amazing coaches who can serve as your personal guides. They can give you the perfect diet plan just for you, answer any questions along the way. They know all the secrets to move past those plateaus so that you can climb to new heights. And so if you think that this sounds like something that you need right now, make sure that you're checking out the details down in the description below, wherever it is, and you'll learn more about how our coaches can help you break through those plateaus in your own fitness adventure, okay? But I wanna wrap things up here. And remember, every journey is going to have tough parts. It's not going to be smooth sailing all the time. But with the right tools, the right mindset, and the right community around you, you will conquer every hill, every plateau, every mountain that you find in your path. Okay. But that's all I wanted to say today. Hopefully you took something from this little episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in to today's episode of VShred's Better Body, Better Life podcast. Whether you're doing one of our programs, taking our supplements, or just doing things on your own, tune in every week for exclusive content with Vince, VShred trainers, and special guests as they share valuable tips around motivation, workouts, food, and living a healthier lifestyle. See you next time.